May 7th, 2015. Hey, welcome back to Build and Launch. It's a bonus episode. Truth is, folks, after season two ended, I missed y'all. I missed getting on the microphone twice a week and sending these audio files out into the world for y'all to listen to. Man, if this is your first episode, welcome, but you really need to go and check out the other 26 episodes we did before this. This is the show where I was building and launching a new product every 7 days. We would announce it on Friday and then ship it on Thursday. And when I last left you folks, at the end of season two, I'd started working on a bigger project, something I couldn't finish in just 1 week, and that is the book I'm working on called Marketing for Developers. So I thought I'd get on the horn and give you guys an update on what's going on with that, and also just share with you some of the things I've been thinking about and writing about in the book, because I think it'll be interesting to you. You know, every once in a while, not every once in a while, every single day I listen to podcasts, just like you. And I know some of you are listening to it in the car, some of you are walking your dog, some of you are doing the dishes, mowing the lawn. Whenever I mow the lawn, I really need to get those over-the-ear headphones. Anyway, but most of my podcast listening is on my bicycle. And, put the earbuds in and bike home from the office. And the other day when I was listening to the Startup Podcast, which is also very excellent over there at Gimlet Media, they just started season two. And right at the beginning of episode two, there's this quote here.
YC is like the ultimate validation that you're onto something.
All right, let me give you some context here. So Startup is following a startup called Dating Ring. It's a software product that aims to make romantic matches. And this is the founder saying YC. She's talking about Y Combinator. That's an incubator that basically takes startups on board and tries to turn them into high-growth machines. They put a little bit of money in, and then they give them a bunch of mentorship, access to, you know, different resources, and they try to get these product companies to grow super, super fast. And so this founder was saying, you know, if you get accepted into Y Combinator, that's like the ultimate validation that you're onto something. And there's something about that that just kind of tweaked me, you know, ooh, what, something there. Because validation for product people is a big deal. I've been thinking about it a lot and thinking, you know, if you're building something, you want to be validated. You want to know your product has value, that you're on the right track. Even deeper, I think you personally want to be validated. You want to feel like you're not wasting your time. You want to feel like your work is valuable. And I think this can be a problem because it leads to a couple mistakes that we, I think, all make at one point or the other. Number one, we seek the wrong kind of validation. And number two, we seek for validation in the wrong places. You know, I don't think getting accepted into Y Combinator is good validation. Likewise, I don't think having your product hit number one on a site like producthunt.com is good validation. Or getting 20,000 people to sign up for a free account is not validation. You see, if you're building a business, there's only one way to validate that your product idea is good, and that is, are people paying money for it? There's this quote by Jason Fried, as told to Dan Shipper. I'll put the link in the show notes, buildandlaunch.net/26. And Jason says, the only two people who can give you real feedback about your product are people who just purchased it and people who just canceled. And that, I love that idea because, you know, if someone has just purchased your product, then yeah, they can give you feedback because there's obviously something that drove them to take out their wallet and give you their dollars. They're trying to solve a problem. And also, if someone just canceled, those folks can give you information too because they can tell you why they were unhappy, why they were paying you money and they're no longer. You know, I think often finding customers is the last step in our product development process. typically we think, you know, first I'll come up with the idea, then I'll go build it, and then I'll go find people who want to buy it. But I think that process is backwards. I was lucky enough to meet Jason Cohen, the founder of WP Engine in Vegas this past month, and he has this great process for people starting new products. He says, once you have the idea, go out and find 10 people who say they'll buy it. And I think a lot of us, that idea is, that sounds insane, you know? Because finding people who will pay for an idea, especially before you've built it, is hard. And it also opens us up to the possibility that maybe our idea isn't that good. And deep down, I think that scares us because we don't want to give up on our dream. We don't want to maybe sometimes we almost hide ourselves from reality because we just want this thing to succeed so badly. We ignore all of the kind of rational evidence that maybe it won't work out. And so we go looking for affirmation in other places. We, you know, ask our friends if they like the idea. We post our idea on startup forums. We get design feedback on mockups. But none of that is actually getting to the core, which is, will people pay money for this thing? So how do you do this practically? What are the steps? Well, first of all, I think you need to start with a specific group of people. And we talked about this lots in the podcast. Go out and find a group of people, hopefully a group that you belong to, hopefully a group that spends money on things. This is why businesses are great customers to have. And figure out what their problems are. Then figure out a solution to those problems. And before you've built anything, just go to them and say, hey, I'm thinking about solving this problem in this way. And see if you could get 10 people to commit to buying that thing. Another way you could do this is to set up a landing page for the idea. So before you've, you know, built anything, coded anything, or, you know, done any manufacturing, just put up a landing page and see if you can convince people to pre-order it. This is also, you know, kind of the idea behind Kickstarter. Can I get people to buy this product before it even exists? So let's say you do this. You convince 10 people to buy your idea before you've even built it. Now, that is not even ultimate validation there, as my friend Rob Walling describes here.
What makes a good idea in terms of building a business, is the caveat I'll say, is that you're building something that people want, solves the problem, and that you can find that market fairly easily. So you can solve the problem of building the best invoicing software for loggers, people who, you know, cut down trees and sell them to the lumberyards. You could build the best software for that, or people who clean chimneys, and you could actually solve their problem. But if you can't get to them, if you can't communicate with them and market to them and sell the product for more than it costs you in time or money to get to them, you don't have a business.
So the real question is, can you profitably acquire new customers every month with this product? This means you'll need to target customers that are relatively easy and cheap to reach, relatively easy and cheap to convert into customers, and relatively easy and cheap to support once they've purchased. And that last one is important. If your customer is willing to pay you $100,000 for your product, that's awesome. But not so awesome if it costs you $200,000 to build support and host that product. To me, ultimate validation is two parts. First, having customers that love your product so much they come back month after month to pay you to use it. And second, having a product that costs you less to run than you're bringing in sales. The result is profit. And I think that is the best validation there is. So this is just a taste of the kinds of things I'm writing in my book, Marketing for Developers. The first section of the book is going to be like this, a lot of theory and kind of my philosophy about building and marketing products. And the second half is going to be tactical, how to set up mixed panel analytics, how to set up segment.io, how to track ad campaigns, how to manage a retargeting ad campaign. So if you dig this and you want to check out the sample chapter, go to justinjackson.ca/marketing-for-developers. All right, that felt good. I'm glad I did this. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks so much for listening. Seriously, thanks so much. Thanks to everyone that is still telling me that they like the show. If you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm the letter M, the letter I, Justin. That's M-I, Justin. Love hearing if you're just listening to the show and you just want to say hey, just send me a tweet at M-I, Justin. We have a mailing list as well, buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. And as long as I'm putting out new episodes, it'd be great for more people to find out about the show. So you can send, if you actually leave a review in iTunes, buildandlaunch.net/review, that helps other people find the show. You can also just copy that URL, buildandlaunch.net, and just share it wherever, you know, Facebook or Twitter, whoever you think might enjoy the show. Really appreciate it when people just spread it word of mouth. So maybe, you know, my goal is to write a new chapter of the book every week. Maybe what I'll do is every week I'll just kind of share what I'm writing, similar to what I did today. Let me know if you like that idea. And eventually we will come up with a new official season of Build and Launch where we choose a project and actually try to build and launch it live for all of you. We'll see. It's the internet. Anything can happen. Talk to you guys later. Thanks again.